Hey, this is Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. My handle is @RayHigdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Feel free to hit me with any question around building your home-based business, whether it's marketing, prospecting, mindset, recruiting, etc. Be more than happy to help you out. And I do need to give you a heads up. My support staff actually scour and they look for the hashtag AskRay. And then they load those questions into a spreadsheet that I look at. So if you're asking me questions on Twitter without using the hashtag AskRay, it's possible that we're missing it. So just use the hashtag AskRay when addressing a question to me, and also mention my Twitter handle, which is @RayHigdon, and I'll be more than happy to help you out. All right, today's question comes from Anonymous. This person did not want me to share their name, which you'll probably understand when you see the actual question. So the question is, hey, Ray, I don't want to write this on your Twitter, as I have many of my team that follow you. What if your upline won't work directly with you? Okay. But as soon as I get some good team members going, they take over and talk bad about me. Is this worth trying to fix? So I'm no stranger to that. You know, I actually dealt with that in my very first network marketing company. I completely wanted my first network marketing company to be my last network marketing company. I wanted to stay with that company forever. But because I'm not the exact traditional dude, that did not sit well with my upline. And she very actively discouraged me and talked behind my back. In fact, talked in front of my back, you know, in front of my face. Publicly, she put me down and put one of my big leaders down in a room full of 140 people. And so it was at that point that I decided that I just had to leave the company. I'm not saying that that's your only option, but I would at least attempt to go to the upline and say, hey, listen, here's what's going on. And lay out, here's what I see happening. And I just want to let you know, if this continues to happen, then I have to leave the company. And I would rather not. But if you're going to continue to treat me this way, and me be put into a position where I'm constantly looking over my shoulder to see what's said bad about me, and you're making money off me, then this just isn't an environment that I want to be a part of. And so I would love for you, you know, if you're, I'm not asking for support, I'm not asking for help. If you leave me alone, I'll make you money. If you're unwilling to do that and you want to help, great. But if you're going to be bad-mouthing me, and if you're going to be doing things behind my back, then I just have to move on. And then just say, I'd love to get your feedback. So I would go the straightforward route and just say it, because it sucks to work hard for a company just to have to deal with that kind of baloney because of some overinflated ego. And so that would be my suggestion to you, Anonymous, and hopefully that helps you out and some others, because it is true that many times we have conflicts with our upline, and it just, you know, it just doesn't need to be that way, and it sucks. So hopefully this helps you. And by the way, if you want a great tool to help your team get started the right way, check out my Home Business Fast Start CD. And what's cool about this is this resource is now in the back office of 75 different network marketing companies. If you'd like to check it out, it's a generic tool for anyone in any company. You can check it out at rayhigdon.com/HBFS. That's rayhigdon.com/HBFS. I hope you got value from this. We'll talk to you in the next podcast. Bye for now.